I just didn't know. Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is our HUNCA session. Today is April 21st, 23. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 22 of our agenda. Congressman Keene, will you please say our morning prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you just watch over us, just watch over our mourners, just be with us, give us peace. We ask that you give us wisdom to make the best choices for the Osage people. We ask that you just lift any burdens anyone's carrying and just watch over all those who are sick. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next, we are on approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman.
Motion to approve the Journal of April 20, 2023 is presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues, and listening audience. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning, April the 21st, 2023. The committee considered Bill Number ONCA-2359, an act to amend the Election Code at 12 ONC subsection 6-102 and 6-103 on voting procedure and absentee voting, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Keene and Big Horse, one absent Hamilton. Next, the committee looked at ONCR 2311, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Keene and Big Horse, one absent Hamilton. Next was ONCR 2310, a resolution commending the Wildland Fire Management Department and directing distribution. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. Co-sponsors, Pam Shaw, Joe Tillman, Scott Bighorse, Alice Goodfox, Otto Hamilton, Bill Keene, Brandy Lemon, John Maker, Eli Potts, Whitney Redcorn, and Paula Stabler. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Keene and Big Horse, one absent Hamilton. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to report that the Appropriations Committee met on Bill Number ONCA 2325, an act to amend ONCA 2295 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $10,000 for the Cohica State Club and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was a due pass. The voting results were 5 yes, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, and Goodfox, and one absent Big Horse. Committee also met on ONCA 2332, an act to authorize and appropriate $10,000 to the City of Fairfax for the purchase of an American with Disabilities Act compliant forward walking pool ladder and pool safety equipment to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were 5 yes, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, and Goodfox, and one absent Big Horse. Committee met on ONCA 2334, an act to authorize and appropriate $3 million to the executive branch for the senior housing complex construction project in Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. The final committee action is a due pass with amendments. Voting results were 6 in favor, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Big Horse, Lemon, and Good Fox. Committee met on ONCA 2356, an act to amend ONCA 2295 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $417,456 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The final committee action was a due pass as a committee substitute. Voting results were 6 in favor, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Big Horse, Lemon, and Good Fox. Committee met on ONCA 2358, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $764,305 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Big Horse is the sponsor. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. Voting results were 6 in favor, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Big Horse, Lemon, and Good Fox. Committee also met on ONCA 2360, an act to authorize $130,000 of residual assets in the capital asset fund to be utilized for fencing by historic preservation and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action is due pass with amendments. The voting results were 6 in favor, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Big Horse, Lemon, and Good Fox. Committee met on ONCA 2361, an act to amend ONCA 2161 to reduce appropriations to the Executive Branch and American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of coronavirus aid, relief, and economic security CARES Act projects by the amount of $615,908 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The
Final committee action was a due pass. The voting results were 5 in favor. Stabler, Revard, Shaw, Lemon, and Good Fox. And one absent, Big Horse. Committee met on ONCA 2362, an act to amend ONCA 2214 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $615,908 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects of the Harvest Land and Butcher House and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were 5 in favor. Stabler, Rebard, Shaw, Lemon, and Good Fox. Committee met on ONCR 2312, a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2024 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I am the sponsor. The final committee action was a due pass. The voting results were 5 in favor. Stabler, Revard, Shaw, Lemon, and Good Fox. One absent, Big Horse. Committee met on ONCR 2313, a resolution to advise and approve the fiscal year 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I am the sponsor. Final committee action is a due pass. The voting results were 5 in favor. Stabler, Revard, Shaw, Lemon, and Good Fox. One absent, Big Horse. At this time, Speaker, I'd like to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 2325, ONCA 2332, 2334, 2356, 2358, 2360, 2361, 2362, ONCR 2312, and ONCR 2313 on today's agenda.
On general order day two on today's agenda.
Sorry, left that off.
And motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of standing committees. Congressman Tillman.
Good morning, everyone. Culture Committee met yesterday and discussed appointee Marvin Stepson to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission. Final committee action is candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Yes votes were Tillman, Shaw, Maker, and Stabler. Absent was Big Horse and Redcorn. We also met on appointee Raymond Lassley to the Traditional Culture Advisors Committee. Final committee action is candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Yes votes from Tillman, Shaw, Maker, and Stabler. Absent was Big Horse and Redcorn. Madam Speaker, if I may, I'd like to make a motion that Raymond Lassley be included on the next day's agenda for an interview.
Second.
Motion and a second to place Raymond Lassley on Monday's agenda for interview. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes and Raymond Lassley will be placed on Monday's agenda for interview. The clerk will notify Mr. Lassley via email, actually phone since it's so close.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Congressman Kane.
Yes, Speaker, I make a motion to place Natalie Prather on Monday's agenda for confirmation to the Gaming Enterprise Board.
Second.
Motion and a second to place Natalie Prather on Monday's agenda for confirmation. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Thank you. Natalie Prather will be placed on Monday's agenda for confirmation. Give me just 1 second to get notes. That was unexpected. Are you going to do for Marvin Stepson? Marvin Stepson? Are you going to? Okay.
Uh-huh. Madam Speaker, without objection, I'd like to place Marvin Stepson on the next day's agenda for confirmation.
Second.
Motion and a second. to place Marvin Stepson on Monday's agenda for confirmation. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Then Marvin will be placed on Monday's agenda for confirmation. Give me just 1 second. I'm trying to keep notes for our journal. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2364, an act to create a budget impoundment process and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Seeing none, we are on general order day one. Seeing none, we are on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2325 is an act to amend ONCA 2295 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $10,000 for the Cahika State Club and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on the next day's agenda following engrossment. ONCA 2332 is an act to authorize and appropriate $10,000 to the City of Fairfax for the purchase of an ADA-compliant forward walking pool ladder and pool safety equipment and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading following engrossment on the next day's agenda. ONCA 2334, an act to authorize and appropriate $3 million to the executive branch for senior housing complex construction project in Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading following engrossment on the next day's agenda. ONCA 2356. An act to amend ONCA 2295 to provide an appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $417,456 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Hamilton.
I make a motion for Amendment 1, page 11, line 495, insert the following new section, section 68, Wajaja Youth Council.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Thank you. ONCA 2358, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $764,305 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. ONCA 2360, an act to authorize $130,000 of residual assets in the Capital Asset Fund to be utilized for fencing by historic preservation and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? For 2360?
I thought you were on 61.
No. Hearing none, it will advance to enroll. I'm sorry, hearing none, it will advance to third reading following engrossment on the next day's agenda. ONCA 2361. An act to amend ONCA 2161 to reduce the appropriation to the executive branch and ARPA funds for the continuation and completion of CARES Act projects by the amount of $615,908 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. This does not change the bottom line. I want everybody to be aware of that. This is just a language change. And this is an amendment on page 2, lines 48 through 73, strike lines 48 through 73, and insert the following table.
Second.
Motion and a second. Thank you. ONCA 2362, an act to amend ONCA 2214 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $615,908 in ARPA funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the Harvest Land and Butcher House and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. ONCR 2312, a resolution to approve a fiscal year 2024 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. ONCR 2313, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. The speaker will entertain a brief recess without objection to get my agenda cleaned up.
So moved.
Thank you.